you've compiled this list, and I didn't remember that there were so many in the past year. Is this normal? Is this typical?
It's not typical. And what's interesting is that OMB doesn't have them all in one place. So you have to sort of go around, and there are different parts of the OMB website and different parts of the White House website. But when you pull them together, it's a fairly formidable list that really sends a message that the president's really serious about doing something. While Congress and the Budget Commission may be on stalemate on the big stuff, Obama's really has a campaign underway to cut the little stuff.
Now, you have a list of them. You've compiled them all together for AOL Government. We have that linked up at federalnewsradio.com, so somebody can find them all there, if no place else. What does this say to you when you see all of these? Is there a risk, maybe, that right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, that there might be something in one of these that doesn't necessarily conform with something in one of the others?
Not really, because one of them puts the CFOs in each agency as the responsible focal point for coordinating this stuff.
And what does that mean to people who aren't in the financial shops, though, that have to deal with these things as well?
They're going to see a lot of things that seem to be disparate, but are actually a larger organized campaign to cut government waste, which was something that President Obama launched back in June. I think a lot of people thought it was just another press announcement, but there's a lot of substance behind it because it focuses on improper payments, reduction in travel and conferences, the use of swag in agencies. It promotes commodity purchases of things like floor wax and paper and copy machines, and requires agencies to cut back contractor services. It freezes pay. It freezes bonuses. It cuts excess real estate. It cuts the number of excess websites in the federal government in half. We're talking about, they sent out a memo in August that says identify 5% cuts and 10% cuts. So in this world, a flat budget is the new up.
Mm-hmm. You and I talked about that memo not too long after it came out, the five and ten memo, I guess we could call it. When you think about this list that you're writing about in that context, in the 5 and 10 memo context, what does that look like to you all put together?
Well, this doesn't get at the big things, which is what there seems to be a lack of agreement on in the broader world of dealing with entitlement programs and stuff. But this gets at the administrative support functions that are in the government. And by administrative support, I mean, you know, payroll and finance and IT and all the things that support the mission. The thing that I find interesting is that there was this feeling back in the 1970s when President Carter was in office, is that he also had a campaign against the little things in government that made it harder for civil servants to either feel good about themselves or sometimes to get their jobs done. And I'm saying that based on what Washington Post Ed O'Keefe wrote about when he said that in his interview with some folks, that people said, you know, Department of Agriculture, every other light fixture is turned off in the hallways. You know, they're consolidating office space. They barely heat the place. So I know some agencies have terminated cleaning contracts and told their employees, if you want the plants watered or the place clean, you have to do this yourself. So this is something that government's been through before, and it's just, you know, it is a symbol of tight times.
I agree with you on the surface. When I hear about things like you mentioned the deal at agriculture, I'm not picking on anybody at the agriculture department, but I have a hard time believing that that's a case that anybody's going to be able to make on Capitol Hill. Oh, things are so bad already that we have to bring in our own office supplies. I really don't think that's going to wash when they get before members of Congress that are going to want to know what's going on budget-wise at the agencies.
Well, in the agencies, the big budget issues that Congress cares about are the big things. And so, you know, the president has discretion to deal with a lot of the little things that can ultimately make a big difference. I think that when you take the items that are being targeted, and you add them up, they're going to come into the hundreds of billions of dollars over a 10-year period.
You mentioned the GAO's report streamlining government. Key practices from select efficiency initiatives should be shared government-wide. What role does the GAO have in offering the agencies input, best practices, guidance, and so on, these kinds of things?
Well, GAO can shine a light on this. The report that you cited is one that has a series of best practices that GAO has identified in a handful of half a dozen agencies or so.
Always good to talk to you, John. Happy Thanksgiving, and nice job here.
Thank
collecting
you.
All these together in one place for us.
Sure. Take care and have a good Thanksgiving.